Blog Talk Radio.
And Boogie Track. Yeah, K Boogie. I ain't even gonna do no intro on this one.
This is Deja Vu, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio, Law and Entertainment.
Yo, what up? What up? Peace, world. This your boy, Mellow Man 8, and right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
You are now tuned in. GQ Palace Radio. Entertainment. With your host, Rich Money. Don't keep it locked.
Hey, this is DJ Kevski, and you're listening to GQ Palace. Palace.
This is Elias, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio. Follow me, follow me, yeah, follow me.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know, the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Let's do it.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey D Structure, formerly of Main Source in the L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Hip. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned in to GQ Palace. Keep it locked.
Hey, yo, check this out. I go by the name of Mr. Susie, and I'm chilling with my dog, Rich Money, man. And we on the live station right now. GQ Palace Radio. Let's get it.
Where the party at? Got that 9-9 black in a gallon of yak. Whip wash the wax from the front to back. The homie Mike G told me that I got it like that.
What?
Fresh to death like a million stacks. The whole squad ain't nothing but pimps and max. Yeah. And shorty pulls up with the crazy lash and set. All I wanna know is where the party at.
Let's go.
GQ Palace.
Party at. Got that 9-9 black in a gallon of yak. Whip wash the wax from the front to back. The homie Mike G told me that I got it like that.
What?
Fresh to death like a million stacks. The whole squad ain't nothing but pimps and max. Yeah. And shorty pulls up with the crazy lash and set. All I wanna know is where the party at.
Let's go.
What's going on, guys and divas? What's good, things and things? We are back in the building. This money is fun. Yes, we're back, and I told you we'd be back. And we're taking it to a whole nother level right now. For me, that. We definitely taking it to a whole nother level. And with me, I have my girl, Storm, in the building. Storm, how you doing?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, welcome back, y'all. We definitely took you to a whole other level. We've been going for a minute. You know,
Yeah, a long minute.
And how's everything since, you know, we got the pandemic going on, you know? But you know what I really, truly believe? We coming back strong on this one. We are definitely coming back strong on this one.
Yeah, definitely, but I've been okay. I've been okay, just busy, you know, working the whole pandemic, just trying to, you know, do what we have to do and, you know, support everyone in their ventures and stuff that they have going on and, you know, looking forward to helping to elevate GQ Palace. You know, with God's work and God's plan, I'm definitely excited. I'm happy back. How you doing, Rich Money?
Oh, that's good. That's good. You know what? I'm hanging in there. I had a couple of situations. You know, the devil tried to knock me down, but through the grace of God, I got picked back up. You know, and I'm just taking it one day at a time. You know, for the people that don't know, you know, yeah, I had almost had a big shocker. You know, almost wasn't here last year, but through the grace of God, you know, I got a testimony. And, you know, I'm taking it one day at a time now. You know, that's all I can do is take it one day at a time. So that's all I'm doing, you know. But for those that don't know as well, we had a lot of celebrities on GQ Palace Friday, Love and Entertainment. I mean, a lot of pioneers. You know, God bless. You know, I didn't get a chance to say to Papa Wu. He was a real close friend of mine. You know, rest in peace, Papa Wu. You know, and also Easy Rock, because at that time we was taking some time off. You know, rest in peace to Easy Rock. You know, all the celebrities, you know, Chuck Freeze, all of them. All these people, they was on the air. You know, Raw Bass, you know, Rex and Effects, the Force MDs, the Delphonics, the OJs. We had them all. Storm, come mm-hmm. and think of it. We had mm-hmm. a lot of people on.
That's right. Yeah, we had
a lot of people on.
Well, GQ Palace has been in business for a very long time, for many years. So I just, you know, definitely want to give you a shout out, you know, Rich Money, for still, you know, like keeping it going and still staying focused and, you know, keeping striving on, you know, helping to promote, you know, people with what they have going on. So definitely shout out to you for that.
I definitely appreciate that. I definitely appreciate that. And, you know, we got, matter of fact, I don't think we're going to make it to that event we got going on tomorrow with Nonstop Media. For those who don't know, it's at Camden, New Jersey, Mr. Cheek's Cuban Links. You know, it's a showcase with Nonstop Media for up-and-coming artists. Register for Joe Santana. We'll definitely be giving you that information, you know, after we finish with our interview with the one and only Daddy-O. He's definitely
that's right.
He's in the building, y'all. For y'all don't know. From Tech to Sonic, Tech and all that jazz. We got a new joint that we're going to be playing. Matter of fact, let's, you know, is there anything else you'd like to mention, Sam, before we bring it on?
No, just a happy birthday to anyone that's celebrating their birthdays this month. October is about to be here. Rich Money is going to be the big 5-0. Excited about that,
yeah.
To be able to celebrate with Rich Money in the Bronx. So, of course, those of you who know about it, those of you who have got the invite, you know, please make sure you guys step out and join us. You know, just help us and Rich Money and celebrate everything that he has going on and making it, you know, to 50 years. God willing, last year was so definitely humble and thankful. And when he says he has a testimony, he has a testimony. So those of you who know him know that he has a testimony, that God steps in and has a way of changing things around for, you know, in the blink of an eye without them even thinking about it or knowing about it. So that's it, though. We definitely have Daddy-O in the building. So looking forward to spending our Friday nights with you.
Okay, all right, Dons and Diva, kings and queens, let's bring them on, the one and only Daddy-O. Daddy-O, are you there?
I'm here. Yes, sir.
We want to tell you, it's definitely an honor having you on, man.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
It's an honor having you on. You know, we have
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you taking the time out, you know, to come and, you know, You actually the one who brought us back right now.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
Came back strong on this one. Definitely
yeah, that's
came
good.
Back strong on this one. So
that's very good.
Yes, it
welcome.
Is. So Daddy-O, let me ask you, how
yes,
did
sir.
You come up with that name, first of all? Let's get right into it. How did you come up with that name?
The name Daddy-O, I didn't come up with the name Daddy-O. It was given to me. I had a whole nother name. Yeah, I had a whole nother name. I was, okay. I used to sound like the old school dudes in the Bronx. You know, I'm from Brooklyn. I used to sound like the dudes from the Bronx. Like to the beach. Oh, okay. You don't stop, keep on, you know? And my name was Dr. On. But some cats, like the original Stetson Brothers, because Stetson Sonic is an extension of the original Stetson Brothers. The original Stetson Brothers gave me my name, Daddy-O, and my rhyme style.
My
rhyme style.
Okay,
it switched
me
all up. Like I was going in another direction. Like, so all that growl that you hear, the hardness and all that comes from the Stetson Brothers, because that's the way they used to rhyme back in the day.
Mm.
So they gave me the name Dad. Yeah, it's weird because I grew into the name. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Now I nurture hip hop, hence the name Daddy-O. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. Now, as you being in a group with Stetson Sonic, how did y'all perform that group? Like, who started that group? Did you mainly start it? You know, how they say,
it was
Brown
me and Delight. Me and Delight started. We wanted a group, and we wanted to do like some of the stuff that we seen, like the back in the day, the groups was more popular than solo acts. There was hardly no solo acts in the beginning. So, you know, you had Furious Five, you had the Fearless Four, you had the Treacherous Three, you had the Fantastic Five, Turn It Out Three, a lot of people. I'm missing a bunch, but, you know, it was groups. And so me and Delight was like, yo, let's get a group together. So we started the Stetson Sonic 3 MCs. And we really still are the Stetson Sonic 3 MCs. What made us a band is, you know, when we started adding the musical elements. And so we, you know, we did the band thing by, like, just taking all the equipment on stage. Because when we was in the studio, when we finally got in the studio and started making records, once we turned around and looked at what we had made, we started asking each other, yo, how are we going to duplicate this when we perform? And so the only way to do that was to take everything on stage. And that's how we became a band, because we just took all the stuff we make records with on stage.
Uh-huh.
So,
wow.
that was... Say that again?
Go ahead, Daniel.
That's all I was saying. I was just saying that, like, that's how we became the hip-hop band, because, you know, it was back in the day, it was no Serato. It wasn't none of that. You know what I mean? And it wasn't real easy to take and get vinyl pressed up, you know, of instrumentals. That's why even right now, if you find 12 inches from old groups, you'll see on the B side what we call a TV track, which would be like the background vocals would be in it, but you won't hear the lead vocals. And the reason people used to press them like that is for when they perform, they would have something to perform to. Because it just wasn't easy to make wax. For us, we was like, yo, we do too much. Like, we got all these breakdowns and all of that. We do too much. So we gonna have to take this stuff on stage with us. And that's how we became a band.
Okay. And y'all been together, what, over 40 years?
Yeah, about 40. Yep.
Yeah.
And we started,
We really started... Go ahead.
82, like we probably 82 we started. Yeah, I think we started around 81, 82 is when we really got the idea and started formulating it. We ain't get to like that recording piece until like 84-ish. You know, that studio type of stuff. But yeah, it took a minute.
Wow. So, you know, with Stetson Sonic, you know, everybody got their own, you know, little thing, like every group as far. You got the mean, you got the polite, you got the grumpy, you got the, you know, everybody
right.
plays a part in a group. So break down the parts that everybody play. I'm putting you on the spot now.
Stetson Sonic is interesting because, you know, you really was in like a room with a bunch of baby geniuses, you know what I mean? Because in the beginning, I wasn't even a producer. Like, I learned how to produce from Prince Paul and DBC. because they were the you know, they was already producers when they joined the group. You know what I mean? And I just used to watch them on their equipment and learn how to do stuff from them. Then I really got good when we started rehearsing. DBC used to live in Middletown, New York. He used to bring all his equipment down to my crib because, you know, he would have to stay over for the weekend as we rehearsed. And that's when I got good, because when he used to fall asleep, I used to get on his equipment. You know what I mean? And then, you know, the MCs were the MCs, and then we all, you know, we had Wise doing the beatbox thing. You know, his name is the Human Mix Machine. He actually switching it up now, but the name is Human Mix Machine. So we had that. Bobby, our drummer, he's like the funniest guy in the group. You know what I mean? And the light is the guy that keeps us straight. I'm the leader of the band, but the light is the guy that keeps us in line and, you know, keep us focused in terms of the stuff that we need to do, you know?
Okay. So let's take some people, because our line is flooded. Let's take some people down memory lane real fast, though.
Okay.
After y'all released Blood, Sweat, No Tears in 91, what was the outcome of that situation?
Well, after Blood, Sweat, No Tears, the record did fairly well in the States, but really well overseas. But we all started doing individual things. So like me, I went to not only producing records, but I started working for labels. Like, you know, I started working for Universal. Prince Paul had already done De La Soul, and he was moving into doing some other things. And, you know, all the guys started doing a bunch of individual projects. We would still get together on, you know, on occasion to perform. You know, people always like to see the classic shows and stuff like that. So people always call us to perform. We never really technically broke up. We just stopped making records for a minute, and really more due to like the climate changing and not really understanding what was going on. So we would rather like hold off than make something whack. You know what I mean? That at 91 was a change came in 91. You know, 91, 92 started changing up, and the sound was changing. All of those things was changing. It's not like we didn't want to do things. We just had to figure out the landscape. So we, you know, it took us a little while to do that, but we back now.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. You know, when that happened at that time, you know, you went on and you produced a couple of tracks. You know, Mary J. Blige, Big Daddy Kane.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What was that like? You know, it's like, okay, you're getting yourself back into this, but you're on a producing thing now.
Well, I learned how to produce from being in the band, so it was natural to us. Because if you look at the Stetsasonic records, we never used an outside producer. Like, for instance, right now that we're doing this new album is the first time that you're going to actually see Stetsasonic use outside producers. Like, we never use outside producers. We always produce internally. Like, everybody in the band produce records. Everybody. So when I started working on these other records like Mary or Chili Peppers or Third World, I was already familiar with what to do in the studio because of Stet. And because we so diverse and multifaceted and so experimental, like experimental is a big thing for us. We would just do stuff just to see if it would work. If it didn't work, we'd trash it and go back. But we did that with equipment. We did that with sounds. We did that with everything. Like, yo, let's just see if this works. Does this work? And then, oh, wow, that's crazy. That does work. Oh, man, let's keep that. You know, and then some things didn't work. Those are the things y'all never heard. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we made some great mistakes, too.
Right, right.
You know? Top Billing was a mistake. When I made Top Billing, that was a mistake. You know? Great mistake, bud. You know, one of the hottest records in the world. But great. Yeah, Top Billing was a mistake. You know, but
why?
It worked. You know what I'm saying? Well, we didn't try to make it. We wasn't trying to make Top Billing. I was making a whole nother record. Milk was trying to sample a whole nother record. And from my drum pattern and him trying to sample another record came Top Billing. And he was so inspired that he wrote the record in like, I don't know if anybody ever wrote a record faster than Milk wrote Top Billing. I'm dead serious. Like, he might have wrote that record in 3 minutes.
Wow.
Because he was so inspired by the way it sounded. Like it was ill to him, so he just had to do it. And he did it without us. He did it without me, without his father, without Giz, without none of us. He and after he finished, then he let us hear it. You know what I mean? But he did that by himself. But the beat, you know, the beat, like I said, the beat wasn't even a made-up beat. It was a beat, a pattern that I was doing on the drum machine, and Milk just messing around with the drum machine, trying to sample Impeach the President, and we ended up with Top Villain. Ghost Sketcher was a mistake.
Wow.
You know? Yeah. Ghost Sketcher was a mistake. Ghost Sketcher was, it was electronic, but we used drums. We were just using drums as a drum roll. And then we had an engineer to come in that we didn't know. Like, our other engineer was sick. And so this new engineer who I ended up working with on all a bunch of big records, Bob Coulter. Shout out Bob Coulter. But, you know, I didn't know him then. He came in, and what he did is he never pulled the electronic drums up. He just pulled up the...
Hello?
Oh, wow. I think we lost Daddy-O. His call dropped. We're going to bring him back. I'm pretty sure he's going to call back. But we do have another member. Right? So we do have somebody else in here, don't we?
Yeah, Bobby. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what we're going to do, because we was getting ready to bring Bobby on, but we lost Daddy-O. So we're going to bring Bobby on for Sex and Sound. Bobby, are you there?
Yeah, man. What's up, y'all?
What's going on, bro?
Daddy, your phone dropped.
Yeah, he was getting into it just now too. You heard him?
He was rolling, but I heard him. He was rolling.
He was definitely.
How y'all doing, man? How y'all feeling?
We
good,
all right.
Doing good.
We all
thank
right.
you.
I'm all right.
Good, man.
We're going to bring him back. He just called back in. We're bringing him back on. All right,
I'm going to bring him back on.
Daddy, yo, you there?
I'm here. That was me. That was my fault.
Your phone dropping, D. Your phone dropping, D.
Yeah, man. Whatever, Bobby.
How he knew that voice, too. Whatever, Bobby.
You know what's good about that? I could say that y'all got that connection. Where y'all brothers. You understand? And you could tell by the connection and how y'all are right now. You know, the vibe that y'all got. That y'all been through a lot. Y'all came through a lot. And you know, through the grace of God, y'all going with it, y'all still here. But let me ask both of y'all a question. How do y'all feel about these new artists getting all this money and not making no sense on the track compared to what y'all did? Sending out a message.
Bobby, you want to take that first?
No, you go ahead first. He said something.
Well, I'll be brutally honest. Like, I have no problem with the new artists at all, whatsoever. Like what they do is what they do, and it's going to be what they do. Just like when we came in, there was a lot of people that looked at us and said, it's nonsense what y'all are doing. Y'all scratching them records. Y'all going to break it and all of that. And the other thing that I say all the time to most people is everything is cyclical. So you got to let it run its cycle. You know what I mean? You have to let it run its cycle. But what people don't notice is that there's a lot of great young artists out there killing it. I'm not, and not only like underground doing nothing, but there's a lot of great artists out there like Apathy and Czarface and a bunch of them that's making money. They on tour, they doing everything. It's just that black radio is who I hold culprit, because you don't get to hear none of the great music. You know, you only hear the commercial music, and the commercial music happens to be what it is today. You know what I mean? But in the same token, there's a lot of young people that's out there making money in music, doing stuff with content, with substance. But you know, you got to go to Spotify and all that to hear them. You know what I'm saying? But they out there.
Right.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, the money was going to change anyway, right? It changes with that. Anytime you go into mass manufacture, money goes up, right? Mercedes-Benz might be making more money now than they ever made in their life, you know, and they're a luxury brand. But what happened is that they mass manufactured the Mercedes. So when you buy a Mercedes now, it's not really wood grain. It's plastic grain on your dashboard. You know what I mean?
Right.
But they making more they making more money than they used to. So anytime you go into mass production and it's a whole lot of something, it's going to be a lot of money. So, you know, let them get their little, you know, whatever they doing, you know. And time will tell. That's what I say. Time will tell.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I mean, yeah, I mean, and he's absolutely right. Another thing I just want to tag on to that is that the thing about us is we got into it for different reasons. We also got into it to learn, and we actually learned a lot being in the business. A lot of cats are in the business, they actually in it to brand whatever they figure I can brand, and they out. And this is a conversation we had a couple of weeks ago. We really had the love for our music. Daddy-O's been trying to talk to a lot of our peers about, yo, you can still make rap records. You know, why you guys are afraid? Because they think the older generation is not going to appreciate it because they're the same age as their peers. And the younger generation is not going to appreciate it because it's like, who are they? They old school people. But the one thing that we learned to do is just do music. The one thing that I'm happy about is now we're giving up love record is, like Daddy said earlier, this is the first time we went and got outside producers so that we can use our ear and their ear so that we stay updated on what we do. So to answer your other question about how do we feel about these rappers making all this money, well, we were working in the business. There's a lot of artists that we were working with who were young at the time that we were producing. You know, I was working with Smith & Wesson. Daddy was working with Junior Mafia. So, but because we weren't in the videos a lot where people go, oh, there's Daddy, oh, yeah, he's producing. It was like we were behind the scenes doing this stuff. And the only way that you knew about it is if they mentioned it or if you read the credits on the album. So other than that, we were doing a lot of work behind behind the scenes. Daddy-O was at MCA Records bringing in a lot of artists, you know, help A&R and representing their products and their records. Mm-hmm. So we're not mad at them. There's a lot of cats out there I like that, you know, doing anything today. The one thing I will say to end this, you said something about how these rappers may really not say nothing. That's because we got another joint coming up called Message in Our Music. Watch out. Watch out. We got another joint coming up called Message in Our Music.
Wow. See, that was smooth, though. Because I was following me. I'm like, all right, where is he going with this? Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
All right,
that's
so,
gonna be
and
next.
You guys are working on that now?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're working on the album now. I think, Bobby, you're going in with Message this week, right? Coming up.
Yeah, I'm mixing Message this week.
We've been cranking out this album. Probably take a couple more weeks to get it done, but we've been cranking pretty hard, like going pretty hard on this album.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. Cut.
No, I was going to say, how long does it usually take for you guys to do the record?
Oh,
that varies. Yeah, that varies. It's not always the same. One of the things that's kind of cool about nowadays, if I could say it like that nowadays, we don't have a super duper deadline in terms of what we want to do, but, I mean, I guess we do it according to, you know, when things are finished. I mean, you got three MCs, so usually that means like three sets of writers. Even if we use an outside producer, like for instance, C-Doc did Message in My Music, but Bobby is going in with it because we still got to add all our touches, make sure that the drums are right and all of those particular things. So it depends.
Okay.
I mean, each record, some records is real quick, super quick. And some might take a couple of weeks to just finish, depending on if we need to get guest people, you know, musicians, you know, that type of situation. But I know we'll be done. I mean, the album, we definitely going to have a slate. We definitely slating the album for 2022. We know that for a fact.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely for
excellent.
A fact.
Okay. And Bobby, what's your question?
I was going to ask y'all, you know, tell us, because we need y'all here. So and be honest, what y'all think about the new Steph & Sonic, a single that's out now called Now Y'all Giving Up Love. Do we get any love feedback from y'all?
I think Rich Money is okay. Can you hear him? Say it again, Rich Money.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, you know, I got lost for a minute myself. You know.
Oh, okay.
yeah, my.
Y'all can hear me?
Yeah. So Rich Money call dropped. Also, but.
Yeah, Rich. Bobby was saying what you
think. Yeah. I think
Bobby was saying what you think about the new record.
It's fire. Yeah, I heard it already.
Okay, there you go. I can hear you.
I know it. It's fire. I don't heard it already.
Yeah,
I heard it too.
I'm just saying. I'm just looking for feedback from y'all because we need y'all to let us know.
Oh, you're looking for feedback from y'all? Yeah. Fire. It is definitely going to get played.
That's what we're talking about.
You know what I mean? Right. So, with us, tonight will be the first time that the new record is going to be aired on GQ Palace. We hear it because the show is live right now. It's not pre-recorded. So we heard it ourselves, but tonight will be the first night, you know, the first time it's going to be aired on our show with you guys. I believe that's what we're going to be playing for this way. Right. So people get to hear it. And then what we do is we rotate it among, you know, like other shows that we have. There's another show we have as well. So we rotate it and we just keep it going. And then as people call in, we just get their feedback on it. And then we have you share like all your contact information. So just in case anyone, you know, wants to go purchase it or new followers, you know, or any questions that they may have, that's what we do. So tonight will be the first time that GQ Palace will hear it live.
All right, rotate it.
No, for sure.
All right, so go ahead, Rich.
But you know what? I want y'all to introduce it.
You want to take it, Steve? All right. Well, to everybody that's listening right now, we appreciate everybody's support. This is not a comeback. We want to make this clear. Like Gadio said earlier in the show, we've just been popping in and out, but we've been always doing our thing. And we want to thank everybody for all the support and love that y'all gave us. This is our new single by Steph Sonic, the original hip hop band. It's called Now Y'all Giving Up Love. Please show some respect.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
This is DJ Grand Wizard, Grand Imperial, Grand of them all, DJ Prince Paul, brand new Steph the Sonic.
Some of y'all waiting on detox.
Y'all thought Wise was a beatbox. Y'all thought we broke up.
But now y'all giving up.
Click clack, stitch back. Call that what you want, but it's just rap.
I heard on the street, bring the band back. Cross my heart, brought the band back.
So we here now.
Where your man's at? The one who was laughing on the internet.
But now we smash on the internet.
Clash on the internet.
We just face that.
Hands in the air if you love life.
Shouting out Philly cause they love bikes.
We in Brooklyn most of the time.
And the host of the time. My descendants with a drum set.
Bobby Simmons on iHeartRadio.
Prince Paul on the new Chris Rock show.
Gamble, gamble.
Bet, bet. Playing 928, it ain't hit yet.
You know a girl got a black and yellow house. When we play, she come out. Cause she eat, sleep, and shit stack.
Some of y'all waiting on detox.
Y'all thought Wise was a beatbox.
Y'all thought we broke up,
but now y'all giving up.
But now y'all giving up.
But now y'all giving up.
Clean your vision up. This is 2020.
Big money, milk and honey.
Shout out when you're working and you can't sleep.
All you're thinking when you're up is about your big dreams.
On the bus with the band.
Big dreams on the chart like a trout going upstream.
You ain't about that.
You can lead it.
I can save these tickets for my best friend.
Loyalty rare, but we full of that.
You need money now, maybe should've stacked.
We might be the best thing you ever lost.
We just stay
day coming, so we're going off. East New York, but it's Amity and Fox 2. All the people, all the blocks too. Set fans and some who don't know you. Join up in the city when we blow through. Mike do a show when we blow through. Paul and Daddy O, they give lectures too. Some of y'all waiting on detox.
Y'all thought Wise was a beatbox.
Y'all thought we broke up, but now y'all giving up.
But now y'all giving up.
But now y'all giving up. You ain't about that.
You can lead in.
I can say these tickets for my best friend.
Where we at, D?
Dean Street. The incomparable Dean Street. Thank you, sir.
Y'all thought
Wise
was a beatbox. Y'all thought we broke up. But now y'all giving up.
But now y'all giving up.
But now y'all giving up.
But now y'all giving up.
Kevin Dean, he did a bunch. No. Kevin Dean did that. He did a bunch of Mary J. Blige, Horace Brown. He really an R&B producer. Yeah, he really an R&B producer, but he came with it. He came with the fire. And I knew when I first heard the joint, I was like, yo, that's a Stet record. Like, I could hear it and tell it was a Stet record. You know what I mean? It was just an issue of getting the guys, getting the voices on the joint, you know what I mean? There's something about that, you know, the concept of the group, you know, like I was talking about earlier, like just having that multi-voice thing, that's a whole nother lane, you know?
Yeah, so, exactly. And, you know, our lives is on fire, so if y'all want to speak to Daddy O, Bob, Sex and Sonic, I press that one button, because the lives is lit. Push that one button, people go on the air, you know, ask the questions I want to ask them. Because right now, that song, how they say it now, is Gucci. How they say it now, that song is
I can't. They do say that, though. They be saying that.
Don't let the kids hear you say that. Though.
Everybody asks questions. How did y'all get together?
Like Voltron. Like I know Wu-Tang be using that analogy a lot, but it really is like that. Like, you know, a lot of us knew each other from before. Like I knew Bobby way before I formed Sex and Sonic. You know what I mean? And you know, but me and Delight got together, then, you know, we pulled a couple of guys in, the MCs, then we met Prince Paul in the B-Boy Project, DJing, pulled him in, then one day we was at the Latin Quarter, and Bobby was like, yo, you should let me play live drums, right, you know, when y'all do the show. And I'm like, where? He was like, right here. Now, anybody that knows the Latin Quarter knows that the stage is upstairs, right? The stage is upstairs, and so ain't no room for that up there. You know what I mean? But it was only room on the dance floor. I said okay, I took a chance, and it went crazy. That's when we did Go Set the Lives at the Latin Quarter.
Wow.
You know, and it went bananas. Like everybody went crazy, and we were like, yo, we got to do this. So you know, it's like. One thing led to the other, and we just started adding stuff to the, you know, to what we do. We make those community committee decisions on the things that we ought to do. So, you know, we do something, we might have a certain drum machine and say, yo, do we want to take this drum machine on the road with us or not? And somebody might say, yeah. And then two other people might say, it's not powerful enough. We probably need the other one. You know what I mean? And that's,
gotcha,
you know,
gotcha.
It's, it's a committee. It's like it's a committee.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
But see, I think it's excellent. I was sitting here jamming. I'm just saying. I was sitting here jamming. Like, yeah.
Are you jamming?
You know, I'm a lot younger. I'm a lot younger. Yes, I'm a lot younger. But I was jamming. I'm just saying.
So with your young self, spread the news, okay?
And I
with your young self,
definitely.
Spread the news.
Definitely.
So, who came up with the title and the concept for that song?
I came up with it because I just thought about all the stuff I heard. Like, there was a lot of rumors out there. Like, and one of the worst rumors that I heard was that we broke up, right? I even had to get somebody to literally go on, you know, because most people don't know Wikipedia is a public platform. A lot of people think Wikipedia is professional. It's not. It's run by fans and stuff. Mm. So somebody had put up on Wikipedia that we disbanded and all of that. So I actually had to get my assistant to go up and fix our Wikipedia, that we never broke up and all of that. And I was just like, you know, all of those things that we say in the record was just based on, like, rumors like that I was hearing. Like, it was a rumor that Wise was dead. There was a rumor that Delight was somewhere else. Like, it was just like all of these rumors about us. And I was like, yo, let's try to pull this together and do something that's a bit autobiographical, but also a bit like just self-explanatory. And so where is Stetsasonic right now? You know what I mean? And I feel like that about all the classic groups. Like, if Kane was to make a new record, if Light was to make a new record, if Sham was to make a new record, if Slick Rick was to make a new record, like, conceptually, people kind of want to know, especially our fans, kind of want to know where y'all been, what y'all been doing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so I got a lot of that in there. You know, I made sure a lot of that in there. You know what I'm saying? And just, you know, make sure. And then, you know, then the rest of it is just really kind of prophetic in the way that rappers do things, you know, because we always talk about things before they happen. Like, I always mention Digital Underground, right? They was not number one when they wrote the record, but Shock G, God bless him, when he wrote the record, he said, all you rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. You know what I mean? And then it came true. So it was the same thing with when Now Y'all Giving Up Love. Like, y'all thought we broke up, but now y'all giving up love, and it's actually starting to happen. Like, it's actually starting to self-manifest. So, you know, just a little play on words. Make sure that the guy, you know what I'm saying, like, we are kind of all together, you know, doing things together, and, you know, just put it together like that, you know. And we know people sitting out there waiting for that Detox record from Dre, like, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So we just talking about what's going on, you know.
Yeah, because at one point they said a promoter badmouthed y'all about a gig or something.
Oh yeah, it was real bad.
Yeah.
It was bad. Like, he tried to make it seem like we go places and we take money and send half the group, and I had to go out and do a public apology, and then we had to go to Amsterdam and slay them, you know, just to let them know we ain't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's when they opened their eyes, because what happened was, after we did that, and Daddy was talking about the gig we did in London, and, you know, there was some issues, but we got it taken care of, but they were spreading the rumors about, like, yo, they jerking us, and we was letting everybody know, no, you're going to see everybody in the Netherlands when we head out to Helmond. But they kept spreading the rumor, nah, they lying. And people bought their tickets and said, we going anyway. But those same people who were spreading the rumors was in the building. They were in the balcony, because I play drums. I see them in the balcony. I see everybody. And when they saw Paul, Daddy, and when they saw all of us come out, they was like, oh, shoot, so the whole band is really here. And that's when it changed, and people was like, yo, understand, if a situation happened, let the people explain it. but that was a fan. I mean, I'm sorry, that wasn't a fan. That was a flunky, you know, trying to like say, you got to remember, those kind of cats are not only promoters, but they're also fans of hip hop.
Right.
So to them, it was like, yo, we're going to be hanging out with our, you know, the artists we love. But when they felt like everybody wasn't there, they kind of felt like they were being jerks. And we just trying to explain to them, nah, situation happened, we will fix it. But they got out of control, so, you know, Browns or East New York came out of us. We know we in London, but... Brooklyn,
yeah,
wow. know how to pyramid London. You know
what I'm saying? Yeah. At any point, let me translate, Bobby. What that means in plain English is, at any point you may be required to tuck your chain.
Hold on, we're gonna do this right. Yeah. We're gonna do this right. But we grown men now, so respect.
Right, right. Hey, listen, Bobby, we old men with nephews.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, we have a caller online for y'all. We gonna bring them on real fast. See what this caller. Hello, caller, are you there?
I'm here. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes. Welcome to Love Entertainment.
My area is a little bad, but can you guys hear me?
Yes,
I hear you loud and clear.
First of all, it is an honor to even speak to you guys on the phone. So this is, like, really dope for me.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you guys, really quick, have you guys heard of the Verses, where it's, like, two groups going against each other?
Yeah,
it's out
Verses,
now.
Bobby, she think we 70. She think we want to rock and track Joe and Ja Rule. She think we want to rock and track Joe and Ja Rule. She think we was watching the Golden Girls. She think we be watching the Golden Girls.
Some people still don't know. But I wanted to ask you guys, if there was a Verses, they came to you and they was like, y'all, we want to do a Verses. What group... do you guys think would be a good challenge?
Well, that's easy. We've been trying to set it up. The Roots. The Roots.
Oh, you said easy.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh.
Yeah, it's the Roots.
Ooh.
Oh. Okay.
It's the only other band, right? I mean, because there's really no bands. I mean, the Fugees are not around anymore. And Black Eyed Peas, since they got Fergie, they're not around. So it's not, we say we're the original hip-hop band. We don't say we're the only hip-hop band, because there are other hip-hop bands. The Fugees was a hip-hop band. I don't know if you ever seen them play, but they were dope, you know? But the Roots are the only ones now that are even viable to do that. Other than that, the matchups would be kind of a little off. Like, you could say Spectrasonic, Ultra Magnetic, but then Ultra probably don't have enough records, right? We thought about it a lot. The Roots is the easiest thing that we've thought about, you know? Yeah. Yeah, like Joe and Ja Rule.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
But that's exactly what happened with Joe and Ja Rule.
Yep.
But you know, we like 70 years old. Yes, young lady, I think we know what Verses is.
I think I know.
But a little joke real quick. I didn't even know what Verses was. I'm sorry. I didn't even know.
That's all right.
And I'm 40. I'm 40-ish. So I didn't even know. So I was like,
that's a good age. 40-ish is a good age.
Yeah, 40. Huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've been watching.
My background is a little noisy, so I'm going to go back to mute. But I do want to say it is amazing to be on the phone with a group that still has so much love for. It's amazing, because you don't get to see that a lot.
Thank you.
So that's a blessing, and that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
That's so funny.
Y'all time and press that one button to go on the air because time is becoming the exit. The lines is flooding. So people just press that one button. You don't have to mention your name.
Don't be
scared. They ain't going to bite you. If you have a question, ask a question.
We ain't gonna hit you with our canes and walkers.
You know, just ask a question.
Yeah, I can't move too fast. I got a hip replacement.
Now, but you know what I always wanted to ask y'all? This is what I always wanted. When I heard this song, we don't even have enough time to play it, but what I always wanted to ask y'all, who did Talking All That Jazz?
It was the Lights idea, and then like I said, when we was in the studio, we all the time we just pitched in all the time and everything that we did. Mm-hmm. So Talking All That Jazz, it's, you know, technically it's produced by Delight, but you know, we all contributed. I contributed, Bobby contributed, Paul contributed, we all contributed.
That's my joint. Talking All That Jazz. Still say that to people. Yeah. Talking All That Jazz.
that's one of them records, man, that show you at the time was hip hop. And again, I'm not to, you know, toot us, because that's not what I'm trying to do here, but it shows you where we were going musically in hip hop. Because right after we done that, you saw a lot of other cats that were born out of Stepasonic's native tongue. You saw Tribe Called Quest. A lot of cats started using jazz, you know, infusion into their music. And they saw, like, wow, if these cats can do it and they're doing it and make it sound good, you know, we can make this sound good. Because at the time, the only one who I could say who probably was mashing up like that would be Primo with Gangsta, you know. But we kind of like pushed the button on that, and then on top of that, the message on the record, we defended sampling, because if you guys remember, a lot of the R&B artists were really like, they were dogging us, like people like Gladys Knight, James and Boomy, they were all like, you know, we're not creative, we're not talented, and we're stealing their music, and you know, we're not original, and that's how Talking All That Jazz was born.
It was actually the fight. It was actually the fight to defend sampling and what sampling was.
Right.
So,
gotcha. Okay.
And I got mad because I love Gladys Knight. Like, Gladys, you talking nonsense, buddy? What you talking?
Not Gladys.
but of course later on we was able, everybody, like right now, Daddy-O, James and Toomey are like the best of friends, man. And we all got it later on, but at the time we were some young hot dudes.
Okay.
So what's the next step? I'm sorry.
No, I was just gonna say, with the interview that we have given you guys tonight, is there anything that we didn't cover that you want the callers and listeners to know?
Yes, you know, we got a new single out right now called Now Y'all Giving Up Love. You can, you know, purchase it, download it. You know, Spotify, Apple, you know, the video is out there. Go on YouTube, touch it. You know what I'm saying? And
go get it. Press that like button.
Exactly. But no, right, you know, we want people to know that you can go to Stepasonic.com, because we want people to understand that you can purchase from Stepasonic personally. That's like Stepasonic, where you can purchase t-shirts, hoodies. Get your hoodies down, people, because, you know, the winter's getting ready to break in, and we want to see people with their Step hoodies on. So you can purchase, you know, directly from the band itself at Stepasonic.com. You can also purchase the classic, the three albums, On Fire, the Infinite Gear, and the Blush When Tears album, and also Beat Cuts that never got released. You can get them from there. We actually have them all, and you can purchase it from us at Stepasonic.com. So if all your people that's listening, just continue to show us love, and on the way, we got another single that we're going to be dropping, and the album, we promise you, the album will be on its way by the time 2022 hit and what we were actually on the road, you guys will catch us in concert. If you've never caught us in concert before, we will see y'all.
Wow, nice. Nice. Okay.
Yes,
that was
yes,
smart, too.
Yes, yes,
the first step is from your own website.
Yeah,
that's smart.
Yeah. So I just have a question I want to ask y'all that I don't think I asked y'all. And I don't know if it was asked when my phone went out or not, but
did your phone go out again, Rich Funny?
Yeah, it seemed like he just dropped out.
No, we can't hear
you
now, Rich Funny.
You dropped, Rich?
It's
hey, y'all can't hear me?
We can't
hear you.
No,
we can hear you.
We hear you now, but you said something and then you dropped out.
Oh, damn. So I said, let me ask y'all a question, right? Who came up with the name Stetsasonic?
Delight, right?
Delight, yeah. Delight came up with the name. Because like I was telling you earlier when you asked me how I got my name, and I told you I got it from the original Stetson brothers, Delight, I think they told us to take the name the Stetson brothers. They said, just go ahead and be the Stetson brothers. And we were like, no, we don't really want to do the Stetson brothers thing because we're really not y'all. And so what happened was he said, well, let's do Stetsasonic. I said, what does that mean, D? He said, well, Stetson means style and sonic means sound.
Gotcha.
So Delight came up with that name.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the next step for y'all?
Next step is finishing the album and going on the road. You'll probably see us on a couple of TV joints. Hopefully, I mean, we're working toward that. Working the press campaign and all of that now. But, finishing the album is primary. Like, that's the best thing, like, to finish the album. And then, we'll take it from there. But that's what's on our mind right now is finishing the album.
Right. Okay. Now, I know y'all said y'all going to have, different producers. What about artists? Any artists y'all going to have on? Any artists that y'all would like to have on?
We don't know yet. I know my first dream artist is Scarface, because I know he just got out the hospital. That's my boy. So, that's my first dream, dude. And then, we'll talk about some other people. As we finish the record, we'll do it.
Okay. Yeah, salute to Scarface, his son helping with that kidney and everything. God bless, fast recovery. But what I would like for y'all to do, because, we got skits from Cypher Chill and all of them, I would like to have a skit from y'all as well so I could put it up there, And if you look on G2 Palace, you see we had so many legendary just pioneers up there. And, we appreciate everybody coming on, and we definitely was an honor having y'all on. So I would appreciate, if y'all do a skit and y'all can email it to me, y'all can do it now or leave it up there.
We'll put it together and get it to you. We'll make sure we definitely get it to you.
Yeah, we can do that.
Man.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, because it was definitely an honor having y'all on, Tom. It's an epic. I didn't even know where the time went.
Rich Money, before we end the show, real quick, shout out to the person that did this website, because I'm on it, and usually, websites, you have to look through everything, you have to search to find. But this website is very well put together. I was able to find
thank
a sweatshirt, shirts, everything, hoodies. Shout out to them. They did an excellent job.
Yeah,
thank you,
see?
Thank you.
Now everybody
gets
so you show us love on a new single, go to Spotroom Time.
That's right. You gotta say it. Yes,
yeah.
That's
show
right.
Love, Apple, all that. Oh, yo, Daniel, I do need to say this real quick. Let me say this. We have the axe to roll to say this now to everybody. Stetsasonic, we were submitted. The Nine That Y'all Giving a Blood was submitted for a Grammy, so we can actually use everybody to support. And love on the single. Now, I said we would submit it. So now we need the campaign of love from the people that's giving us love. And just so that the Grammy Academy acknowledged that a group like us who continue to do music is just acknowledged. So I just wanted to put that out to everybody who can, you know, support, you know, you go on the Grammy committee, type in, sign in. And if you want to, you know, vote for Steph to sign a new single, for hip-hop song, a hip-hop single, show the love. We would appreciate it.
No doubt. For sure. Y'all heard that, right? Make sure y'all go get those votes in.
Yes.
Well, I want to tell y'all, it's definitely an honor having y'all on, man. And, you know, I appreciate the next single y'all come out. We definitely going to be rotating this single. We also have a show on Wednesday nights with the Diva Squad, Storm, Ray Queen, and Am, Miss Mo Better. So we're going to definitely be rotating your songs and all that.
I got a
slow joint, because we actually got another show that's going to be starting called Love Sensation that's going to be coming on Tuesdays, you know, where we're playing, you know, like the slow joints and all that, slow hip-hop, slow jams and all that.
We got two ballads. We actually got Float On and Walking in the Rain.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
For real.
Definitely.
Definitely be played. Ain't no question about it. You know, TV Powers came a long way, man. We did a lot of things, and we thank everybody, and we definitely thank y'all. Y'all, you know, y'all definitely out there. Y'all still out there.
Our pleasure.
This single right here,
our pleasure.
Definitely a pub banger, man. I wouldn't lie.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
This right here, folks, definitely back.
All right,
y'all. Where y'all belong, you know what I mean? That's the sign.
Yes.
You know?
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yes. And we appreciate y'all. You know, God bless. And y'all know y'all welcome back anytime, man. Anytime.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
We will be back.
Yay.
For sure.
All right.
Just the Sonic Dons and Divas, Bobby and Daddy Yo. I don't know. The lines is like lit up. I don't know. The day is our first day back. And you know, the lines is lit up. But I'm trying to figure out why nobody pressed that one button. Y'all, you got to press that one button, you know. Y'all got questions? Y'all got questions?
Because
I know
sometimes
you just want to sit back and listen to the interview. It's all good. As long as we know y'all listening, that's the main thing. You know, as long as we know y'all there. You know, that's all that matters. But it was a good show tonight, Storm. For the first time back in almost, what, a year?
Yeah.
Almost a year. Yeah. So that goes to show, you know, with the lines and the way they look, people still got love for the Love and Entertainment on Fridays.
That's right.
You know? And, you know, as far as your up-and-coming artists, feel free, you know, to also send your info. You got to send 3 tracks, a bio, and pics. Make sure the tracks is our master. You can send it to gqpalaceradio@gmail.com. That's gqpalaceradio@gmail.com. Or you can send it to gq02@gmail.com. You know, we definitely set y'all up for an interview. You know, see what I think who was it?
Right.
A bitch that we had on, and we had to do something with Cuban Links, wasn't it?
Yeah. And we want to just definitely want to just say also, we don't just interview up and coming artists. We do artists, pioneers, producers, authors, DJ, you name it, we do it. Anything to help you promote what you're doing is what we do, and that's one of the things that we do best. So we're looking forward to just helping you promote the different things that you're doing. So, you know, no matter who you are, where you are, what you're doing, you know, we do support. And, you know, in return, we just say share the love. Let people know about GQ Palace, Love Entertainment, on our Friday show. And just people ask you, you know, where they hear a lot of the things first, just make sure you say GQ Palace Radio.
Yes, exactly. So I guess you know, well, tomorrow's a nonstop media event. Where was that at?
Right.
Camden, New Jersey, right?
Yeah, I think Camden, New Jersey.
Cuban Links, Mr. Cheeks, and I forgot his name from 99.9 FM. You know, it's an artist showcase, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, tomorrow. I guess registration is over, but we'll keep y'all informed on the next one because it's $1,000 you win. Studio time at Quad Studio. Trophy, champagne, home in a limousine. You get driven home. You come on GQ College Radio. I think that's about it. There's probably a couple of other things I'm missing because it's been a while, but. You know, we definitely going to keep y'all in rotation about the next event with Nonstop Media. And as of next week,
The registration is up, yes, but you can still go there if you want to go and, you know, take a look at it and see what it's about. You can still go there and, you know, and support and see what artists are out there and what they got going on. I believe that's $25 to get in at the door. So you want to make sure that you go, you know, masked up, be ready. You know, but you can still go and show support and just take a look and see what's out there right now.
And I think next week we got Picasso V coming on. I think he's an up-and-coming artist. He said he got a lot of things going on. So next week we will have Picasso V on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's it for tonight, right, Stone?
Yeah, that's it for tonight. A little bit of news in the beginning, but we'll do that. No, we'll do that next week. Just different stories that's just coming through. But just tonight was a wonderful show. Always back. Always excited and happy to be back with you on the Air and Our Friday show. And just everyone, spread the love. Let them know GQ College Radio is where to be, and you want to check us out on our Wednesday show. So definitely, you know, the number's still the same, 563-999-3577. You can check us out. Wednesday night is 8 o'clock, and that's with my fellow divas, Miss Mavetta and Miss Ray Queen as well. That's 8 o'clock on Wednesday. Or you can check us out on Friday night with Rich Money and Storm, 7 p.m. Butter Baby.
With a real one, that's a dedication.
Wow.
Had them patiently waiting for a revelation. Even when I ain't around, ain't no separation. Your skin smooth, your eyes brown, and you're far from basic. Then we go to different places with no suitcases. But when we come back, we got suitcases. Right now, I use love for a medication. Back in the day, I should Cupid with no hesitation. I got more than 40 acres for my reparation. See, I'm my navigation, that's my destination. Please don't never tell on me, baby. That mean don't call 12 on me, baby. As long as the meal prepared for me, baby. The meals I prepare, I share with you, baby. Of course they gon' like it, look at me. Everybody ain't happy, they look happy.
Stop down on the dime like I'm used to it. Rainy, make it home like I'm used to it. Rainy, make it home, I got you through it. Rainy, make it home like I'm used to it. Stop down on the dime like I'm used to it.
Ride four deep, roll so far. We on E, she on E, she on me.
let's try that way. Okay.
Shout it, came in, walking like a model, shaped like a bottle. She know if she mess with me, it's gonna be trouble. I'ma bust that bubble, I'ma always love her. Mess up all the covers,
yeah.
Watch me break it down like a folding chair. See me in a chain reactions, I got 40 pair. Sorry I ain't answer the phone, I was slapping you. Last night I ain't answer, I was pulling hell. Y'all know me, so low key. All this ice on, I got cold feet. My shorty bad, she a trophy. She like to lay on me and call me cozy. Yeah.
I stand on the dime like I'm your boo. Rainy make it home like I'm your boo. Rainy make it home, I got your boo. Rainy make it home like I'm your boo.
Alright.
I stand on the dime like I'm your boo. Rainy make it home.
Yeah. I'm gonna travel out one way or another. Yeah. One thing about love, it says blind. No matter where you're from, though, you're gonna bump into it one day. True.